This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to talk about unmasking the silent stressors in your life, because what we need to understand is how anxiety behaviors actually drive more stress in our lives, and we don't see them. That's why I'm calling them the silent stressors. Anxiety can manifest in so many different behaviors that we have and contribute to more stress in our life. Again, we're just piling on the stress without even really knowing that's what we're doing. These behaviors are often our coping mechanisms or our reactions to the underlying anxiety that we're dealing with, but they can exacerbate the stress in the long run. Again, we think we're dealing with or coping, but what we're doing is adding more stress and making it worse. And so you can see how the cycle begins. We think we're fine, nothing exciting or disturbing happening, but our anxiety symptoms and sensations are rearing their ugly heads. So how is this happening? We say to ourselves, or as a client, you would say to me, I feel relaxed. Many things in our lives go unchecked. We actually begin to learn in our lives to be okay with all kinds of not so good behaviors and ways of being that very well may be adding more stress. They may be one of those silent stressors and adding more stress and angst to our lives without us even being consciously aware that that is happening. And remember, stress with a capital S, is the driver of our anxiety. Anxiety itself also is a stress. So you can see how it's just putting us in a very tough position as we begin to find our way out of the anxiety panic wormhole. So there are a lot of common anxiety behaviors that drive more stress and dig us deeper down the wormhole. So I want to talk about those today. And if any of them ring a bell with you, you may want to jot it down in your journal so that you can come back and revisit if you are making any changes in that particular area. Because we need to keep it top of mind. These are things that very easily fall under the radar of our conscious awareness because we either have been doing them for a long time and they just became habits, or we've never paid attention to it and didn't even know that that could be adding more fuel to our stress fire. You could be avoiding situations, avoiding places or people that trigger your anxiety. And this can provide you with temporary relief, but it can also increase your stress by limiting life experiences and opportunities. Avoidance in and of itself is a huge anxiety behavior that can permeate your entire life. You start with avoiding one thing, and next thing you know, you're avoiding many things. Now, some people are able to contain it to maybe only one type of avoidance. Let's say avoiding driving, very common one, or avoiding flying, another common one. But often the avoidance can permeate a life. People avoid all kinds of situations, places, or people. And this, again, is limiting your life experience and opportunities, causing a stress in and of itself. So jot that word down in your journal, avoidance, and check back and see if you are doing any avoiding in your life. Chronic procrastination can also be a problem because it can lead to increased stress as tasks and responsibilities pile up. And this creates a sense of overwhelm. And there's nothing worse than looking at a pile of things that you need to get done, and the timeline is getting shorter and shorter. And this is a huge stressor, this sense of overwhelm. So try jotting that one down, procrastination, and see if that's popping up anywhere in your life. Next, we could be constantly ruminating on negative thoughts. This actually does become a habit. We become habitual worriers. We become ruminating on negative thoughts, hypothetical scenarios, or potential worst-case outcomes, and this can definitely heighten your stress levels. So I jot down overthinking. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Next, we move on to sometimes we are setting unrealistic high standards and striving for perfection. And this can lead to constant stress and anxiety over not meeting those standards. Are you a perfectionist? Next up, we could be repeatedly seeking reassurance from others to alleviate anxiety. And this can strain relationships. It can contribute to stress when the need for reassurance is not available or when it becomes burdensome to the other people in our lives. Check and see if you have become excessively seeking reassurance. How about catastrophizing? Always expecting the worst outcome in any situation. You can see how this creates a perpetual state of stress and anxiety. It's just keeping your amygdala on guard and scanning the horizon for the next catastrophe to happen. This not only keeps us in a perpetual state of stress and anxiety, it trains the amygdala to stay on day in and day out. Another place is holding tension in our bodies. We could do this habitually. I had a point where I was doing this. I was holding my shoulders up and my shoulders and neck were holding a lot of tension. And it can be clenching muscles, grinding teeth, and holding fists. There's all kinds of places where you could be doing this. And this can contribute to physical discomfort and exacerbate stress. And this is also the message to your brain that, Houston, we have a problem. So you are never relaxing. The amygdala is not standing down. It is getting a message from your physical body that there's a problem. See if you're holding physical tension. You could also be isolating yourself from social interactions due to your anxiety. And this can lead to loneliness, and that for some people would lead to stress. We can be alone and not be lonely. So you have to check, are you socially withdrawing to the point of loneliness and having this in and of itself adding to your stress load? It's important that we pay attention to these things. You can see how easy it would be to ignore many of these and just think, this is how I am, or this is how I live my life. It's good to run your mind through these points that I'm making so that you can see if they are troublesome in your life. They may not be, but jot that one down, social withdrawal. Another place would be using drugs, alcohol, or other substances to cope with anxiety, because this can provide a temporary relief. And you can see how easily that would be to get hooked into it, right? Well, I feel good, you know? And it doesn't have to be drugs or alcohol. It could be all kinds of other substances or behaviors. But this also can lead us to increased stress and additional problems in our lives. So jot down substance abuse if you think this might be a problem in your life. We could be neglecting our self-care, and I mean self-care such as activities like exercise, moving our body. If you don't like the E word, just moving your beautiful body. were bipeds. We're meant to be out walking and moving. It could be that we've developed poor nutritional habits. It could be that we have developed bad sleep habits. And this can make the body less resilient to stress and exacerbate any anxiety symptoms if we are not paying attention to our self-care. So jot that down. How's your self-care? You could have fallen into people pleasing. You know, constantly trying to please others and fearing disapproval from people can lead to stress, and it can lead us to an inability to assert our own needs and desires. And if there's anything in your life that is going to help you, is to be able to identify your needs and your wants. Just being able to identify them can be a real stress reliever. Many times in our lives, we don't pay attention to what we need or what we want. We think we're just on this planet to do everything for everybody else. But I'm telling you, everybody else around you could be way better off if you can identify what your needs and what your wants are. And then I don't want you to stop there. I want you to be able to then be able to express those needs and wants when necessary. Many times we can live a whole life of just, number one, not even identifying our needs and wants, but number two, once we have identified them, to keeping them to ourselves. And I guess we just magically expect that other people would know what they were and would act accordingly. Well, here's a real eye-opener. Nobody knows what you need or want unless you tell them. And that can be hard if you have been living your life so far as a people pleaser. This is a whole big subject in and of itself, and how this leads us to incredible amounts of stress and anxiety. So check in with yourself and see if you have become a people pleaser, or maybe you've been one your whole life. And now I'm giving you the wake-up call to make a change there. The next one we could be moving into is our self-talk. How are you talking to yourself? Continuously engaging in self-criticism and negative self-talk can really erode our self-esteem, and that can increase our stress levels, leading us to staying in that anxiety cycle. Pay attention to how you talk to yourself. And when you catch yourself giving yourself a hard time, calling yourself names, I want you to stop right there and take a second and ask yourself, would I talk to a friend like this? Would I talk to someone who was asking me for help like this? And I know the answer to that. The answer is no. And we want to be a friend to ourselves. So think about it and see if you can change that self-talk. Maybe you just get completely neutral with it. There's no need to make it flowery and, you know, out of this world with rainbows and unicorns. No need. But you can get neutral. You can leave it in a neutral place where you are just asking yourself with curiosity, what can I do for you? Is there anything I can do to help you? Before you continue on in that negative self-talk. You think you're tough and you can take it, but I'm telling you, that kind of negative reinforcement in our brain is what takes us down and leads us to more stress, which leads us to more anxious feelings. Another place that we could really be giving ourselves some trouble is avoiding difficult conversations and avoiding conflicts. This can lead to pent-up emotions in us. You think because you avoided the confrontation or you didn't have the conversation. Now, some conversations don't need to happen, but some of them do. And maybe you need to take it to your journal first. Maybe you can write it out and avoid a whole big to-do by how you can see what you're feeling and then be able to talk about it or make this conflict happen in a different way. But don't leave it pent up inside you without getting it out. And you want to get it out in your journal? That's fine. Let's start there. But don't be avoiding confrontation. It will lead to more stress in the long term, just having it brewing inside you. Another place is mind reading. I know we've talked about this before on other episodes, but without clear evidence, assuming what others think or feel can lead to misunderstandings and unnecessary stress. We think we know what other people are thinking, and we do not. So again, take it to neutral. You don't have to think great things. They're thinking all this wonderful stuff about you if you're thinking they're thinking negative things about you. But just leave it neutral with curiosity, like, oh, I wonder what they might be thinking. You can leave it there because it could be either way, negative or positive. You don't know without clear evidence. So check and see if you're playing around with mind reading. And finally, I wanted to talk about hypervigilance, being constantly on guard and alert for potential threats can lead us to being chronically stressed. It is exhausting. This is the amygdala on hyper. This is when it doesn't turn off, where even have this, people are having difficult dreams or unable to fall asleep, this hypervigilance. So you have to work on that. See if you are doing that and not having any points in your day where you are able to rest and relax your muscles and your mind. You know, recognizing these anxiety behaviors and the role that they are playing in your life and driving stress is essential. How many of them did you relate to? Please take some time to write out your thoughts about how you may be unconsciously adding more stress to your days. And maybe then you won't be so surprised when you are having a great day, thinking good thoughts, but still having physical manifestations of stress and anxiety. Thanks for spending some of your precious time with me. I love being here with you. And now for today's quote. Stress is an ignorant state. It believes that everything is an emergency. And that's from Natalie Goldberg. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.